Hey guys, welcome to episode 118 of the JV Club. I am out of town, guys, so I have to take a break from the Boys of Summer series because unfortunately I did not have enough episodes with gentlemen lined up and recorded before I left for work. So I'm just taking a brief break from that. We'll return to those on the following Thursday, but I'm really excited because this gives me a great excuse to release the Live at Bridgetown Comedy Festival episode with Carrie Brownstein. So I think you'll really enjoy it. I certainly hope you will. And I look forward to returning to the Boys of Summer series next week. And I'm going to skip shout outs this week because, number one, I'm recording this intro on my phone and I want to keep the audio file small for Katie because I got to text it to her. And two, I'm just not caught up with everything because I've been working and sort of out and about and on the run. But rest assured, I will get back to it. I have received some wonderful emails from you guys and some great tweets. And I am reading those and appreciating them and will hit you back real soon. Do people say hit you back? Sure they do. You know what I'm not going to say? I'll ping you back, because that just doesn't make any sense at all. All right, guys, enjoy this episode, and I'll talk to you soon.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Everybody, thank you so much for coming out to the to podcast. We were just saying backstage that I think that whatever the opposite of incentive is, we did all of those. Like, we weren't listed in the program. It's a very bright, beautiful, sunny Portland day, and I just want to acknowledge you've all made a gross error. Because we're sitting in absolute darkness together, and we could... I wish that I had done this on a kayak. Is it too late to do this on a kayak? But honestly, thank you so much for coming down here, and I hope that you'll still get a chance to celebrate Mother's Day. Also, someone texted me today, just a friend of mine, wishing me happy Mother's Day. Which feels like, do you... Is that just something that we do? Is it like Easter or Halloween where you wish someone who's not a mother, like we're all, because we live on Mother Earth, or I don't know. It just felt weird. I just saw that right as I, and I, you guys, I know I don't do stand up, so this isn't like my Mother's Day joke that I bring out every Mother's Day. I try to always have a stand-up set on Mother's Day. No, but I just got, my friend Chris texted me like, happy Mother's Day. Hope you're having a great time in Portland. And it just felt, I just thought like, I don't know if that's okay. Like, I think I'm angry at him. I feel weird about it. I feel like he misused that, that salutation. I got to bring out our guest because I'm so excited that she's here and that we're going to have the opportunity to do this. This is something that we've been tossing around for a while, and this is like the third time we've both been in the same city, and this time we actually saw each other. We've gotten really good at making fake plans that that don't come to fruition, and I think she's still here. It's possible she's left, just so that we keep up our amazing track record. But why don't we find out together? Carrie, are you still here? My podcast theme song.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day.
You've got to start listening to the gems I spit out of the crowd before you come out. You know, I just said something about that.
I wasn't listening. I'm sorry.
Huh. Well, thanks anyway. Happy Mother's Day to you.
No, it does feel weird.
Happy Mother's Day, Carrie.
It's scary.
And then I bring out, like, flowers.
Or a child.
A child. I mean, that's a no-brainer. That's a no-brainer. By the way, why did I get this out already as if I start with MASH?
Did you already thank people for coming even though the show wasn't advertised and it's really sunny?
Yes. And I said that thing about the kayak.
Oh, yeah. We could have done this on a kayak.
But we wish that we were on a kayak. I do love kayaking. Do you?
No.
Have you done it?
I rented a kayak near the Willamette River, and they don't tell you that you have to carry the kayak from 3 or 4 blocks away. Kayaks are very heavy.
Right.
And so, I mean, I was done. I was done exercising by the time I got to the river.
Yeah.
And also, it was scary because there are motorized vehicles, boats, also called boats.
Everything you just said, and this is 100% true. When you just said scary, I love how fast the human brain works, because immediately the first thought I had was, well, sure, there's spiders up in there, because when I kayaked, the both times I've kayaked, I was like in the kayak, and then from the dark recesses where my legs were tucked under, like a big old spider would come out and crawl on my legs, causing me to shriek.
Yeah, I feel like a human could be living in there.
A human could be.
Yeah, it's
at the very least a spider man.
Yeah, no one should kayak.
But again, I do enjoy kayaking. I don't want to fight with you over this. But that's what I thought you meant by scary, number one. I immediately envisioned you overturn, like, okay, I guess I got to carry this, and then just spiders raining down on you if you turned it upside down. That didn't happen to you. Then you said motorized vehicles. I assumed that you were, for some reason, carrying the kayak on a street and not, like, on a sidewalk. And then finally I understood when you said that there were motorized boats.
Can we compromise on a canoe?
Yes.
Okay.
Aren't those super similar? What makes a canoe less scary?
It's you sit in it differently. That's the only thing, right?
How do you sit in a canoe? You sort of sit. You don't.
You sit on a bench. Not, you sit on a,
okay.
A so park you, bench.
So you. Wow.
Yep.
There's a lot I don't know about canoeing.
Or Portland.
But you feel safer because you're closer. That's certainly true. Yeah. This is. I just want this to be an educational Portland infotainment situation. You enjoy sitting in a canoe because your knees are closer to your body and that feels safer. It's scary to have your feet so far away in a kayak, unnerving. What's going on down there? Is that it?
No, a canoe is just different. Just ergonomically, it's different. You're sitting a lot higher.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's actually easier to tip in a canoe, but I feel like it's a more relaxed experience. Would you agree?
Yes.
Is it? I've never canoed. I've canoodled. Is that where that expression comes from?
Yes, it's from people that have had sex in canoes.
Oh, that seemed that. I think we've maybe put the finger on why it tips for you.
Yeah, and so and.
You've been canoodling too much.
I have nothing to say. No one has had sex in a canoe, ever.
There's no way that's true. Come on, Portland.
Only two people.
Shout out to someone having sex.
Statistically,
in a canoe.
Only two people in this room had even cheered when we said canoe. The chances of them also fornicating in a canoe. I don't even want to know.
I don't know. The way it's been described to me, and the fact that I find Portland to be a very sexy town, wouldn't surprise me if those two had sex with each other in the canoe.
Or we'll do that later.
For sure. I mean, we planted the seed. There's no question about it. What would you be doing right now if you were enjoying the weather? What would you be doing enjoying the Portland sunshine? Kayaking, no.
I would probably be in my backyard right now, just reading, hanging out.
What would you be reading, Somerset Maugham? I just took a wild guess, guys. I don't know.
No, I'd maybe be reading the newspaper.
Oh, the newspaper.
Yeah.
Get a little news print on your fingertips.
You're making it sound horrible.
I for sure am.
I mean, I don't know, biking? No, I wouldn't be biking. That's a lie. I said that because I've seen a lot of people biking today, and it seemed like the right thing to say.
And you know that I'm a cyclist.
I would just be driving right now, just driving in a car with all
driving to a movie
with
theater.
With all my windows up and the air conditioning blasting.
Great. But this is a weird tidbit that I remember about when you came to SF Sketchfest. I rode my bike to the Portlandia tribute, and I was wearing a rain jacket, and you were like, showers pass. I have one of those, right? Well, didn't you fully?
Yeah, the jacket?
Yeah.
That's a brand. It's made in Portland.
Yeah.
You guys should know that, but.
I'm not convinced. I'm not unconvinced. Listen, I got a lot of double negatives already. I'm going to shell out over the course of this podcast. It's possible that that's the only reason you're doing this podcast is because you know I have good taste in rainwear. Is that possible?
It's very possible. That's the reason.
Showers pass.
That I'm not doing. That I, yeah, no. I mean,
it's not the reason that you're not doing the podcast.
No, I don't. I did not remember you wearing a showers pass. I do remember you wearing a very cute yellow raincoat, and that you biked around, which was great.
I did. I biked up here. I rented a bike.
And I don't even care about that stuff.
Oh, that is so sweet. Should we comment on this weird seating? Yes. This is weird. Like, we're not really facing each other, but we're not really facing the audience. It's like we're in an improv car. Like, we're doing an improv set. One of us, probably not me, unless we're... Should we be in Britain?
Yes.
Great Britain or Australia or New Zealand.
That's right. Anywhere in the Commonwealth, but not Canada.
Yeah, why don't Canada somehow got off scot-free? That'd be weird if all of a sudden you cross the border into Canada and you had to... take off your steering wheel. I don't know how cars work. I ride a bicycle. Do a little switcheroo.
Yeah, switcheroo. That's how cars work.
Oh my gosh.
Or when you do take driving lessons, often the driving instructor also has pedals on their side.
I took driving lessons. Did you?
Of course.
Does everyone do that?
What do you mean?
Wait, hold on. Oh, that almost worked out to where it felt like the bride and the groom side, where like all of these people were like, what? And everyone over here was like, well, yes, that's the legal way to learn how to drive.
Are you moving away?
I just thought I would, right?
Fine.
I need to be further away from
you. How are you going to reach that Bloody Mary?
I just felt like it was borderline, like I almost wanted to pretend like, again, all, just improv, but... Put my arm around
you.
Yeah,
no, this is
safer. Yawn and put my arm around you.
Okay.
And then this also was weird because why is this in front of us? I'll tell you what. I think this is what should happen. Can you still see us?
Yeah.
Enthusiasm.
Okay.
Vision. Just reminding the listener that they can't see us, right? You were just rubbing it in. What was I saying?
You wanted to put your arm around me.
What was I saying?
Yeah, you said a lot already.
Driving.
Yes.
You can learn how to drive and get your driver's permit and stuff without necessarily signing up for an actual like driver with a
Yeah, you
with
just have to take the test,
wheel, right?
You just have to take a test, I think.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, okay. We're okay. We're okay. What?
She taught me.
My See?
Taught me how to
Happy Mother's Day. It fits. Yay! It fits. Right?
Yeah, no, it's come full circle.
Oh, you are? Did you drive up here?
No.
In a car that has two steering wheels? Hoping. I wonder if anyone just drives one of those, like, for fun.
I guess
like,
if you
which side do I want to drive today? How do I feel?
No. I think if you are a driving instructor, you don't also have a steering wheel.
You don't?
No.
You just have brakes?
You just have a brake. And,
oh.
Yeah.
Because I did take lessons with a driver, but I for some reason I thought that it was like a mirror image.
They have that at Disneyland where there's two wheels.
They do?
Yeah. But that's not where you can take a
Autopia?
Driving. Yes. But you didn't learn to drive there though, right?
I learned to drive on the People Mover. There's no steering wheel at all. In fact, it's on a track. God, I miss the People Mover, you guys. Who's with me? People Mover? Any People Mover fans? People Mover would be a good name for a band. Any chance that's a band name?
Very good chance.
Any chance? You've been in like 8 to 9 bands.
Or less.
Maybe your next
a lot less.
Maybe your next band could be called the People Mover.
That's People Mover.
The People's Mover.
MUVR.
Yeah. Get tricky. Carrie.
Gosh, that newspaper in my backyard is sounding super good.
Do you get the Portland newspaper? Do you get like the Sunday New York Times?
I don't
Times?
Know if Portland has a newspaper. Portland has the Oregonian and the Tribune maybe.
Okay.
No, I used to get the New York Times. I will say I just canceled my subscription.
Yeah.
So it took a long time to get
because you weren't reading it.
I was reading it online before it came.
Yeah.
So when it came on Sunday, I would just use it to set my coffee on top of while I read the newspaper on my computer. Yeah. So it was like this $10 coaster. Yeah. And it just seemed like a waste. And then I would literally put the entire paper, still folded, into the recycling bin.
Yeah.
And that actually felt bad. That felt...
So that paper is... How does it deliver? Because I feel like it might be a little askew to set something on. It doesn't even going to be a good coaster.
No.
That's my judgy nerd voice that I've just invented.
I mean, first of all, I don't know what constitutes a good or bad coaster, but...
Thank you for your Portland liberalism. Who am I to say?
I mean, I wouldn't want to judge coasters, but when you take the paper out of that plastic bag they delivered in, it unfolds, and then it's a flat surface.
Sure.
And you put your coffee cup on top of it. And you have a fresh coaster every Sunday or day if you get the daily paper.
Somebody just sold herself on resubscribing. I just saw it happen.
I'm sure the newspaper...
Because I do know where the coaster's been. It's been safely kept inside a hermetically sealed plastic bag.
I'm sure the newspaper industry would love to hear this.
I think so. Yeah. I would say that 99% of my listeners are the newspaper industry. I'm very niche. Very niche. Mm-hmm.
I think trees are excited that the book industry is going downhill.
They probably are. So many emotional responses to a lot of these comments.
Don't mention trees. It's very...
Don't mention trees. It's
not here.
Don't mention trees in this everything is a log environment. For those of you listening, the Doug fir.
Look at all the trees back there. They killed a forest just for that.
Yeah. Well, what else are you going to build your bar out of? Carrie, newspaper? It's possible that's also made out of trees. I do want to complain for a second, if you don't mind, about how sore I am. And this is why. And this is what I was like, this thing that I'm not going to forget, and I can't forget because I'm in physical pain right now. But the reason for it is peculiar and... also, not as sort of scary or badass as I want it to sound. What I want to say is I got hit by a car yesterday here in Portland while I was on this bike. The truth is, and I'm very sore from
it. Wait, that was a lie?
Well, allow me to elaborate and I'll let you be the judge.
You hit a car.
These guys will think it is. These guys will think it isn't. I was riding on the waterfront. Shout out to the waterfront.
Wait.
Local references.
There are no cars on the waterfront.
Oh. I was riding on NATO Parkway.
Okay, there are cars there. There are cars there.
Yeah, for sure there are. But there's also a very nicely delineated bike lane, right? Mm-hmm. On both sides of the road. I was riding, and I was going through a green light, and a mail truck just turned right into my body instead of waiting for me to continue going through the green light like all the other cars and folk were. And I shrieked like a blood-curdling scream, which doesn't help, I guess. I don't know, but that's just something, I guess, that's innate. Like, you're going to scream, I now find out, if you're being hit by a car. Or maybe just a mail truck, I don't know. But it happened very slowly, so it wasn't really like... They did see me as they were turning into me, and they were turning slowly because it was a mail truck. But still, my body tensed up so much. I think that's why I'm so sore. But the way it ended was like it turned into me and just sort of pressed up against me. So I did have the entirety of the mail truck against me. And I was sort of struggling to not fall over. So that's what happened. So I didn't really get hit by a car, but I'm as sore as if I would have been.
No, you did. And you're being weirdly You're being weirdly apologetic about it.
Did you say you're being weirdly or rudely?
Because weirdly.
I heard you're being rudely apologetic about that.
No, you're being... I'm sorry.
How
you're being
rude of me.
Strangely apologetic.
Yeah.
That's the Postal Service's fault.
Also, there's a lot of people who believe that we shouldn't even have mail delivery on Saturdays. And I think now I figured out the number one reason. Some people think that's unnecessary. My Canadian friends are like, you get mail delivered on Saturday? Why?
I think they're stopping that, aren't they?
Well, not soon enough.
I'm
very sore, emotionally and physically.
I am sincerely sorry. That actually sounds dramatic. That's not funny. That was a sincere apology for your pain. You should get a massage.
There's right now?
Probably. There's probably 8 massage therapists in here.
honestly, if anyone wants to come up and just rub my shoulders a little, I'm not even kidding, I welcome you to stand behind me while we do a couple
minutes
of the podcast.
But you have to be licensed. You have to be licensed.
We'll need to see your paperwork. We'll need to pause this podcast for 15 minutes
while you get out your
background
LMT license. Or
is that what that is? Licensed massage therapist.
Yeah. Or good acupuncture one. If you've brought your own needles.
That's also okay. Mm-hmm. Let me say it. If anyone's an acupuncturist, no, please don't. But honestly, I maybe would let
or
someone rub my shoulders.
Reiki,
I'm not even kidding.
Where it's just, I could do Reiki on you right now. That's it. That's what
that's
it
relaxing.
Is. It's just, it's literally.
You know what's, what you don't know is I also have a theremin right here. So you're also playing
I think
some
Reiki
beautiful
is,
music.
Reiki is just an energy thing.
Yeah.
Have you ever had someone do this to you?
I don't think I have.
Obviously. Yeah. It's super working right now. It's.
I don't even. Is further away better?
No, I think I'm supposed
could
to.
Could you Reiki me from here when I'm back in LA?
No, but it is. It's some kind of energy work. I don't know. It's very magic. They just put your hand, they kind of put your hand over something and they just feel for heat.
Huh.
Seems weird.
It does.
Yeah. So
I don't feel that much better.
I don't either.
Do you feel sore? Maybe you did it wrong.
No, no. I mean, I don't feel that sore. Well, I didn't get hit by a mail truck yesterday. So.
So I got hit by a mail truck.
I'm sorry.
Imagine, probably those guys, he probably was so shaken up that he didn't complete his delivery for the day. So I'm responsible for people not getting their bills and their New York Times on time.
The post office doesn't deliver the newspaper.
Oh. Even if it's a New York Times?
No.
Really?
Wow.
There's a, yep. I thought, oh yeah, well because sometimes like if you get a special subscription to like a magazine that
magazines
would normally,
are different.
Yeah.
Magazines
yeah.
are different.
You know what's inside the New York Times on Sunday? Sunday New York Times magazine. What if the post office brought you just that part and then you had to reintroduce them to each other on the other end?
The newspaper is still delivered by a newspaper boy or woman.
It's please.
But no, usually somebody in a van, I will say, in a very creepy van.
Gone are the days of like the slung.
Yeah. No, it's
even
not.
Even in Portland?
Absolutely not. It is definitely
boy.
A van.
That's disappointing.
It's definitely a van.
That's really disappointing. Did you ever have a newspaper route?
I did not.
Segway into
did
high
you?
School talk.
But the people, everyone that had a newspaper route in my neighborhood had nunchucks, too. They always
really?
Just were doing
did you say nunchucks?
Nunchucks, right? Nunchucks, you know those things.
Yeah.
They just walked around with those. They basically walked around with a weapon and a newspaper bag.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Had they all just seen Better Off Dead too many times?
Maybe, yeah. But they were definitely teenagers. Now it's not teenagers, it's adults, which is probably more, I guess is a little more depressing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. But, okay, so you did you have any high school jobs?
I worked at a movie theater when I was 15.
I worked at a movie theater. It was my first job, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I was 15.
I was possibly 17 or 18.
I just worked on the weekends, though, because I had school during the week.
Is that how your school worked?
Yep.
And this is in Seattle area?
That is how you pronounce it. It was in a suburb of Seattle called Redmond.
Okay.
Which is now where Microsoft is. And then
like the
too.
Entire, like there was no town left.
No, it is. It's a metonym for Microsoft. It's just, it's one and the same. Yeah.
But it wasn't then, clearly.
I mean, it was a little bit. There was basically a forest. And we would play sort of in the woods and ride our bikes around. And then they cleared the forest and they put an office park and they called it Evergreen Place. And so that we wouldn't remember that there had been trees there before. We were like,
That's what we do. Don't we name things after what we destroy?
You're like, oh, Evergreen. Right. Yeah. Okay. This looks the same, even though there's like sidewalks and buildings.
Sure.
And then it was eventually Microsoft Place. And now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and now it's just
grim.
Microsoft. But it was, you know, it's still a nice suburb in terms of suburban lifestyle, in terms of retirement homes and, you know, TCBY yogurts and stuff. It's a really nice suburb.
Oh, the country's best.
Yeah. It has.
Are those still around?
There. And there's a good mall there.
Good one, like with an Orange Julius and a Hot Sam pretzels?
Oh, we have Aunt Annie's pretzels here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Arizona versus Washington.
Oh, that's where you grew up?
Yeah. I'm, well, by the way, I'm having a great time. You guys are great, and you're great, and that is the only thing that's taking my mind off how sore I am right
I'm
now.
I'm so sorry. Did you take Advil?
I took some ibuprofen. It's just not kicking in. And then I was like, oh, this will, but I can't get sloppy. And also, we discovered this Bloody Mary that is up here sounded like a fun thing, because when I met Carrie upstairs, we were both like, we're not going to drink before we do this. And she was, I was like, oh, I could get you a little something. She was like, hey, a margarita. And
this
and
is
I
water.
Was like, what a, yeah, she, and then I thought, maybe I'll get a Bloody Mary. And I got excited. And it is tasty, but it is, there's so much pepper in here that I took one sip and then I smiled and it was just a pepper. It was like I gave myself braces, pepper braces.
Gross.
I gave myself pepper braces. Listen, it's been a while since I've had braces, and I know that's a logo on my podcast, but braces are in between your teeth, right? They're not on top of your teeth. They're just little black things in the cricks. Mm-hmm. In the cricks of all of your teeth.
An orthodontist just puts food, like spinach, yeah, lettuce, and seaweed in between your teeth.
They really charge a lot of money just to jam food up between mm-hmm. your teeth. Amazing.
Yeah, but it takes away the gaps.
I guess it does. Mm-hmm. Technically speaking, that's not untrue. Did you have braces?
I did have braces. I had it twice.
Double braces?
Well, not on top of each other. First, I had braces.
I had it twice. Once on the top, once on the bottom.
I did too. Yeah. But first, I just had four across the front teeth because it was like my gums were sliding down my front teeth. It just looked, I mean, they were just slipping off.
So they just put braces on to give them something to stop because your teeth were too slippery?
My teeth weren't slippery. It was just that, I don't know, just these four were particularly bad. It just seemed like there was something wrong with them. Everyone could see it but me. They put four braces on. That was like a year. And then a lot of headgear, which is very painful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because they're moving bones. Also, I had a tooth that wouldn't come in, this tooth. So that what they do is they put a brace on the top in the roof of your mouth.
Really?
Yeah, I'm serious, you guys.
There are uses for braces that I'm just
they put it on the roof of your mouth and then it just drags down the entire roof of your mouth.
Yep. That sounds terrible. It really does.
Yeah,
no, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I only got hit by a car.
Right, and I had a car moving across the roof of my mouth. Down
a tiny brace-shaped car.
Yeah, then I got them off and I guess everything looked a little bit better. But then I still had buck teeth because I was a pretty avid thumb sucker.
When did you stop sucking your thumb?
Recently. When I was, old enough to remember being like, parents, at a certain age, your parents start giving you incentives.
Right.
You know, like you will not get a driver's license.
Yeah.
I wasn't that old, but I was definitely old enough to remember like incentives. Like, you know, for some reason, I also still had my baby blanket. Too, and a Huey Lewis tape and a Walkman, and somehow
you just described like somehow the ideal Friday night.
Somehow the combination of having a Walkman, a baby blanket, and sucking my thumb seems really wrong. But we went to Vancouver, totally bringing it back full circle to Canada. I went to Canada as a kid, and now I think my parents might have staged this. The stuff was stolen out of the car. My baby blanket.
Staged a burglary.
This is like a full breakthrough. This is like a childhood breakthrough right now. We came back to the car and my baby blanket and my Huey Lewis tape were gone. And
no one steals a baby blanket. Now, someone would steal a Huey Lewis cassette because that's gold.
Whoa. I can't believe they staged a robbery.
Yeah, they did. What if you were like, and they stole my thumb? That'd be amazing. They said a guy came in the middle of the night.
Yeah, no, a guy came in the middle of the night and chopped off my thumb.
Yeah. You know, robbers, burglars. Yeah.
But I think once the baby blanket was gone, it wasn't as fun to suck my thumb. Because, you know, you do this thing like Linus where you like have your thumb in your mouth and you have your blanket and you're like self-soothing on top of your nose.
I just fell in love with you all over again.
Guys, I need to call some people right now.
I know. Seriously. They fully staged it. Side note, when you first said that, I thought you were saying they staged the country of Canada, and I was going to be like, that is...
You just made me do it.
That would take a lot of... Yeah.
Some people think that. I would not... That's an attitude that a lot of Americans have about Canada.
They don't think Canada is real? It's a little bit like creationism or... Some people believe it's real. We are fine with that, but scientifically we know Canada is not real. It's just America plus... I love Canada, guys. Everybody knows that. And by everyone, I mean the one person who listens to the podcast and isn't just a friend of Carrie's or a fan. Did you get up to Canada ever? Like, was that something that...
I just described the whole trip.
No, but I mean, like, when you were in high school... Fair. When you were in high school, was that a like, for example, I'm from Tucson, Arizona, and Nogales, Mexico, was sort of like a destination point for angry, rambunctious
Vancouver
teenagers.
Is just like Mexico.
Right? Same.
Yeah. No.
Super. The
Vancouver
same.
Is. Yeah, we would go up there. Well, I did a soccer exchange program, so you do this thing where like you trade places with a Canadian, and they come down, they hang out at your house. You go
so
up there.
So it's a student exchange program, but it's soccer specific.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And so, yeah, we would go up there. It's pretty close. I mean, I would say that Vancouver is considered part of the Pacific Northwest. We don't really differentiate between countries, you know.
Is that true?
It's kind of true.
I love the Pacific Northwest so much.
Yeah.
You went to school up here too, yeah?
I went up here... In Canada, I'm
up here in the Pacific Northwest.
Actually, yes. First, I went to Western Washington University, which is actually right by the border of Canada in Bellingham, Washington. Then I went to a very liberal arts school called the Evergreen State College, which is in Olympia, Washington.
Yeah, guys. FYI,
I invited all my classmates.
I applied to Evergreen.
You what? You went?
I applied to Evergreen. I applied to Lewis and Clark. I applied to the University of Puget Sound. I applied to.
Did you get
the University
into?
Of Washington.
You got into Evergreen, right?
I got into all of them. But I felt I couldn't afford any of them.
You know, that's interesting because I applied and got into Lewis and Clark and then could not afford to go there. So that's how I ended up going in state.
Yeah. We almost could have known each other at Lewis and Clark. Almost as relative.
Yeah, almost as relative. We would have had to run in the same circles.
We might have. Well, in fairness, I didn't suck my thumb in college. yeah. Major zing.
Where did you go to college? U of A?
No, I went to NAU, which is Northern Arizona, and then
Lumberjack.
Shout out.
Wait, Flagstaff?
Flagstaff, yeah. Great town. Honestly, this seems ridiculous and it seems like I'm pandering. But I honestly was like, I can only afford to go to an in-state school. I got a scholarship to stay in-state for a full ride. But I was like, that's the only place that is like the Pacific Northwest. That's because Flagstaff really is. It's like it's the closest thing. There's great, beautiful peaks. It actually gets like weather. Mm-hmm. It snows several months of the year. It's charming. What else can I say about the Pacific Northwest? No, but yeah, Flagstaff, and then I moved to San Francisco. Also, shout out to San Francisco, mom and daughter, and happy Mother's Day. It's still Mother's Day. Yeah, that's got to be good for another. Yes, we're very safe. Oh boy, don't make me pull a Jimmy Pardo. I don't want to have to come down there and do mean charming crowd work. Carrie, let's get back to you, shall we?
I'm pretty good at turning the tables.
You are very good at turning the tables. I don't think I ever sucked my thumb, and now I feel like I missed out.
You should start. It's awesome.
It's never too late to start.
It doesn't look weird at all for an adult to do that.
When you think about it now, this is a weird question, but when you think about it now, is there still an appeal? Like, is there a part of it that's still like, because there are some things that we do that we hold on to, or there's things that we do when we're younger that we can all agree, I'm sure, whatever they are, that you're like, I can't believe I was so into that. And then there are things that you're like, yes, I know why I love that so much. And the way you described, I mean, let's remember, I did say I fell in love with you all over again. You probably are wondering when was the first time I fell in love with you. but the
when I said the word self-soothing, that was not weird. That was appealing.
Oh, it was very appealing.
Okay.
With the blanket and Linus, any reference to Peanuts, I'm on board for because I'm a huge fan. Not of the nut, although I'd really like the nut also. But is there something? Is there something that you sort of feel like? And by the way, I'm really hoping there now will be a Portlandia character who sucks her thumb, but that you can connect to that, like in a more visceral way, like
an oral fixation.
Kind of
no, I don't have that. There's nothing about my thumb that I want to put in my mouth at all.
That's really what I wanted to know. If there's any part of it that you sort of seems like,
no, I'm looking at it now and just there's not an attraction.
Yeah.
You know, there's just not whatever we had. is gone, you know? It's like it used to be attractive to me and I don't know. No, the answer is no. I would take this off if I could and just get rid of it.
Listen, burglaries happen every day. You never
also
know.
Hands are dirty. Hands are really dirty.
Yeah.
So before I put this in my mouth, I would wash it for 10 minutes and then probably put a hand sanitizer on and then a glove.
It sort of takes away the appeal. That's why no one should use condoms. It's just less pleasurable. That's what you're saying.
No, it's not.
I really thought I had latched onto that metaphor.
No, that's not psychoanalyze it. It was just thumb sucking. Yeah. I'm sure all you guys did it. Nope.
Fuck. Only some. I know.
Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So you were never one of those like raver teenagers that had a pacifier?
Oh, a pacifier. No.
Yeah.
But let me judge harshly people that had pacifiers as a teenager. Absolutely not. I never did drugs as a teen, so.
Also, yeah, that would be a weird development. It would be hard for me to imagine you, knowing what I know about you, also just musically, like somehow also being the person who has a pacifier to rave.
And also,
that's
I did, though.
The opposite of you.
I did have a Cat in the Hat, which is very rave-y.
I take back everything I just said.
I wore it.
Why did you have a Cat in the Hat?
That is a very good question. There was something called the Folklife Festival in Seattle or Redmond, and it's just Folklife.
Shout out to Folklife.
Yeah. If you know anything about folks, they have a they have a festival and it's folky. And obviously a Cat in the Hat, that's purple and black.
Yeah, wait, I definitely don't follow at all.
No, you don't.
You say folksy, I imagine like shaker furniture.
No, it should be. But what happens is those shakery things, the shaker furniture is infiltrated by people that are selling like purple velvet hats. And they set up their shop there, and young impressionable people like me,
yeah,
who are wearing like combat boots and cut off jean shorts with tights, are like, what goes with that? A Cat in the Hat.
Yeah. In fairness, again, the Hat goes with everything. We can all agree on that. Oh, opposite? Nothing? It goes with nothing?
But I didn't. I've never been to a rave, and I am proud of that.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I went to a couple, I think probably when I was, well, I guess I was in my early 20s, but it still felt like maybe it was too late for me to even try. And I got dragged, and it was in San Francisco, and those are the very
did
worst
kind
of raves.
Did you do ecstasy?
I never did ecstasy. I did a lot of drugs, but I never did ecstasy. Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't really available when I was doing drugs, because I was very young.
What was available?
Mostly LSD.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never done LSD.
Yeah. You're not missing anything. I mean, you are missing something, but it's nothing you need to worry about.
Okay.
Was that a conscious choice that you made when you were in high school? Like I don't want to do this. I absolutely don't want to do this and take a stand against it. Or was it just something that kind
of
happened?
No, I wasn't. I mean, I had a Cat in the Hat. I was not taking a stand.
Some would argue you're making a very bold stance / statement by having that. But
I had a lot of friends that did acid, and frankly, they were idiots. You know, when they were on acid, no. I'm sorry. They were very smart. No, when they were on acid, they acted idiotic. I babysat them. I drove them around, and it just didn't seem appealing to talk about the universe in that way. It was so uninteresting.
Yeah.
to talk about things that were like floating around, and like I just, you know, people were changing their names to names that sounded like it should belong in a pony stable. And I just thought, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't need my name to be Stormy or, you know.
Don't you a little bit, though?
No. And God. So I didn't do acid. I'm sorry, people that do... Am I supposed to apologize and say people that do acid are not idiots? They're very smart.
No, for sure. Well, what's ironic about it is that I think that those of us who did it actually thought, like, this is the smart person's drug. Like, I think we were like, this is going to really unpack a lot of, like, great stuff in my brain that I can't access otherwise.
Okay.
Like, I don't think that it's as spiritual. It's like, I think somebody who smokes pot or does mushrooms might be chasing a different experience. And I do remember having friends who were like, we are going to get to the bottom of what this Cure song really is about.
Exactly.
And we need acid to do that.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. It was like listening to an REM song, trying to figure out what it meant. The only way you could really figure it out was acid.
Yes.
It's like, if, as someone not on acid, I had already figured it out.
Yeah. Also, it turns out he really was just looking at pictures of her. That's... And he almost believed they were real. We didn't need LSD to tell us that. We could have just listened to the lyrics. And they were, he was just singing about two cats who were in love. Those are the two Cure references I'm going to make, guys. They're real general. Not going to hit any of the B-sides.
Has anyone here heard of The Cure?
That'd be really sad. Oh my God, that'd be so sad. What were you listening to when you were in high school? Or were you listening to your own... When did you start playing guitar?
Oh, yeah, I wasn't listening to my own music.
I only listened to my own music as a teenager.
I only had one song that I had written in high school. It was called You Annoy Me. And in some ways, I feel like every song I've ever written since then is some iteration of that. I was listening to... Well, there were a lot of good bands in Seattle then. Nirvana or Mudhoney.
Sure. Soundgarden.
Also good.
I don't know why I really like the mic got real intense and loud.
I think if you're going to say Soundgarden, that is the appropriate distance from your mouth. I listen to the Ramones. I don't know, a lot of music. B-52s, the Replacements, just whatever.
Yeah.
Anything.
I never got that into the Replacements.
Oh, they're good. You should check them out.
And I felt uncool.
No, you shouldn't feel uncool. A little, but...
Yeah.
No, you should.
I know, I'm aware because I feel like... I liked all of the other music that like friends of mine who really passionately loved the Replacements loved. And I would listen to Paul Westerberg and I just for some reason was like, I don't know if I...
No, I think that's really valid. Music is it's so contextual, you know, and I think that like I clean out my record collection every so often and sometimes I'll pull out a record that I listened to in high school or in college and I realized it was so much more about who I was hanging out with and what kind of experience we had surrounding that record that made that record glimmer. And you listen to it devoid of that context, devoid of that friend, devoid of whatever age you were, and it sounds crappy. It just doesn't hold up. So I think I can understand listening to The Replacements now. That's a specific band that I've tried to turn other people onto now and can hear how it's difficult.
They're not feeling it. My recent experience with that was, and I feel actually, I feel like guilty as if he's a friend of mine saying this, but I can't connect with Robin Hitchcock the way that when I was in high school, I loved Robin Hitchcock. Did you ever listen to him?
I didn't really actually.
I just loved him. And the other day I was like, God, what have I been doing? What? I have been wasting all of my time, all of it, not listening to Robin Hitchcock. And then I put some on. I was like, "Oh, I don't want to listen to this at all."
Yeah.
Do you guys have that with any bands?
Nope, they don't listen to music.
Yeah.
I have that with a lot of bands. I think a specific thing when that often happens is when you have someone over or you have friends over and you are having that wave of nostalgia that kind of makes you sort of feel like giddy and you're like, oh my God, I've got to play you guys this record. And then you're listening to it through their ears. Same with when you like show someone a movie or even like a clip on YouTube or anything, just something that you find that, you know, you feel really connected to. And then you find yourself judging it because you can see them witnessing it or hearing it. And
for sure.
Yeah. So I've sold a lot of records based on that. Also, I am a little bit OCD and I don't like my records to go outside of the shelf. So I can only have a certain amount.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah.
I didn't know where that was going. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So every time you get a new one, you have to get rid of one.
Basically.
Yeah. My mom does that. Okay. Like, I got to a point where I've maybe said this
with
on
records?
Podcast before, but I wish, because that would make her, like, a cool record listener doer. But just with gifts in general. Oh, okay. She's like, oh, my place is so small. I just want you to know, whenever you give me a present, I throw two things away.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. And the pressure becomes, like...
I'm glad she didn't have more kids. Yeah. It seems like she would just been like, you are out.
I'm sure she is, too. I'm sure she is, too. I feel like I've heard that maybe I read this about you or I just asked everyone you know in a creepy way. But were you also, when your parents split up, were you also like, did your dad have primary custody? Did he mostly, was he in charge of you?
That's
the same.
Oh, really?
And do you have brothers and sisters?
I have a sister.
Your sister and you both lived with your dad more?
Yeah. They just get into the heart of it.
Well.
Yep. Yeah. No, we grew up with my dad. He's great.
What, that's kind of unusual, right? That's at least people remark to me that that's unusual.
I think it is kind of unusual for dad to raise the kids, or it seemed like then in terms of like if you started out with two parents, and all my friends that whose parents got divorced, they usually ended up with their mom, but we ended up with my dad.
What was that like a choice situation where you guys were asked to choose? And I mean, I guess let me just get to it. Do you like your mom better or your dad better?
I like my dad better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, my...
Happy Mother's Day.
I did almost send out this tweet for Mother's Day that just said, Mom?
Love it.
But then I didn't, because I didn't want other people to be depressed. And I'm not depressed, but yeah. No, I like my dad better. He raised me. He's great.
Did he remarry?
Yeah, recently. Like last year.
So you didn't have a stepmother when you were like in high school and stuff?
No, yeah, I didn't. Same. Is your dad remarried?
Nope.
Okay. Is your mom?
Nope.
Whoa.
They both were just done in a positive way.
Were they done with you though?
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're like, listen, if we could undo all of this and just do a major rewind.
I feel so threatened by your questions that I'm just going to ask them right back.
I didn't mean to something that would cause you to verbally spar with me.
No, not at all. I do. I really liked being a girl that was growing up with my dad. Like I felt like
me too.
It was really great in terms of he just didn't differentiate in terms of like gender roles or how my sister and I should be in terms of well, this is the way to be a female. This is the way to be a female teenager. Or you know, it really. Like we felt a world of possibilities and we never felt like we were, you know, going down a certain path or that wasn't appropriate. So we, you know, we just kind of had access to anything. And we, in terms of like, this is, you know, everything's sort of appropriate in terms of like gender. If you want to play sports, if you want to wear dresses, if you know, it didn't really matter. And I really liked that. And he just was, I think we both grew up pretty confident because of that.
I feel exactly the same way. And what I worry about is that I don't want to imply that if you're raised by a single mom or if you're raised by a household that has a maternal figure in it, that suddenly that means you can't feel that way or that you can't have had that upbringing. But for me, that was my experience too. I think if my mom had raised me, she was much more traditional in a lot of ways. And I think she might have accidentally imposed more kind of gender role stuff. In a way that my dad didn't, but...
And also, you know, frankly, that's the shit we were given. So, I mean, what are we supposed to say?
Yeah.
I think that it's... Yeah, who knows? I mean, I just feel... But I feel like there are positive things about it, for sure.
Absolutely. When did you start playing guitar?
When I was 15. Right after I stopped sucking my thumb.
Yeah. Gotta do like, something with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So...
Was that based off of... I asked because I played classical guitar when I was little.
That's
so
awesome.
That was, but so
we should be jamming right now.
We definitely should be. I should be playing Green Sleeves.
Oh yeah.
For you.
You should.
Yeah. I asked because I did not learn to play guitar because it was cool. Like I was little and it was just, I guess it was cool, but like it was classical. So I'm just wondering if that was your love of music and that was something that became important because of your love of music as a listener.
Playing guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that the guitar was the first thing that really felt galvanic that could really interpret sort of my like angst or my way of interpreting or like the way that I thought about the world. Like guitar was a very malleable instrument.
And also people annoyed you. And you wanted to marry those two things and write your first song.
Yeah. No, guitar is great for teenagers, I think. Yeah.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Even you stayed with it and became a musician. I don't know if you know this, but you became a very well-known and respected musician.
No, that's not true. But classical guitar is awesome, too. I wish I'd played classical guitar.
I'll teach you.
Okay.
I'll teach you.
Now it's getting
threatening. Does the podcast always get this serious?
The podcast ends with a classical guitar lesson for each one of my guests.
Okay.
For each and every one of my guests. When you were talking about the sort of like the high and the association positively with friends and that period of time in your life, did you have romantic associations with music? Is there like an album that you're like, oh, I remember when I made out to Midnight Oil.
Midnight Oil.
You guys know that would be the worst thing to be like, think I'm going to get a kiss. How can you say when it's happening?
That never happened, but I hope it happens soon. When you're a kid... Well, I mean, like a teenager, and because you don't have any privacy, you end up doing these, like, you make out with other people in the room. So sometimes you're in, like, a bedroom or you're in, like, a party and you're making out with someone and your friend's making out with someone. And it's kind of gross, actually, to think about, like, adults. I mean, I don't know what kind of adults you are, but most adults don't do that unless you're, like, at a swinging party. And I don't think those really exist.
Yeah, I have a curiosity about that also. I don't know if that's...
No, I wouldn't have a curiosity.
Is anyone here... You're totally anonymous, except for to the people that are directly around you. Because we won't know. Has anyone here been to a genuine swingers party?
Good. God. I'm not even going to give you time to answer.
And you're all sworn... You've all been sworn to secrecy.
I don't want
to
know. There was something here called the Rose City Gangbang.
What?
This is
the
totally
Rose City Gangbang?
It's totally serious. It was a night called the Rose City Gangbang. Just four beautiful words. Like
hear, hear.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know if it's happening this weekend, but you can check it out.
Wow, talk about taking back a term or appropriating it when you never should have taken it in the first place.
No one wants to appropriate gangbang. Like, no one's walking around, like, or, like, getting it put on their, you know, knuckles.
Yeah.
And, anyway, that was not where my high school story was going. So, in high school, I started a little club called the Rose City Gangbang. No, but I remember being at a party, and me and this guy... His name's Chris, and then my friend and some guy she was with, we were all up in a room, and the song that was playing, even though this was not the music, I don't know why I have to justify that why I was listening to this, but it was not my taste in music. Garth Brooks.
I see now why there was
And the Thunder Rolls. Oh. And so whenever I hear that song, I'm so grossed out. I'm so just like, you know, but what's gross about it is how, like, there was too many people in the room. You don't want to look, but I felt like it was always about that. Like, if you had a best friend, it was so much more about like what you guys were going to talk about after, like swapping notes. So it's just like, I was just always waiting for it to be over to just be like, I mean, what did you guys do?
Yeah.
And it was like, and for some reason with that song,
What is that song about? Because what I feel like is that it's very dramatic.
It's super dramatic. So. Yeah. All the peaks and valleys, you're just riding along to that stupid song. No, there's no peaks and valleys in high school. It's just flatline.
Face mushing.
Yeah, it's just gross. But anyway, Thunder Rolls. I haven't listened to Garth Brooks since. I didn't listen to him before either.
Are you sure it wasn't your choice?
Yeah, hold on. Let me put the CD on. No, it wasn't. But
I think we can both agree Huey Lewis really had something.
Absolutely. Right? Sports. That's the best album title in the world.
Good, you guys.
Talk about it like just catering to the masses.
I know.
It's just like calling your record TV or like it's just like drugs, sports,
sure.
It's just like food. I'm going to call my next record food.
Yeah.
hamburgers. You know,
your next rack up with the people movers.
Yeah, with the people movers. Yeah, right. People movers, food.
Yeah,
that's
what's not to love.
That's a big seller.
Huge.
That's a huge seller.
I feel like I remember the cover of that album.
Sports?
Like, yeah, right. Isn't it like it was basically like the show Cheers?
Yeah, it's like a pool table.
Yeah,
yeah.
Somebody might possibly was wearing very short white tennis shorts.
No,
maybe the drummer.
No, I don't think so.
No,
you might be thinking of their next album, Four.
It's possible. But I'm also picturing their album, Picture This. Oh, Huey.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, he really was. Still is.
Still is.
Right?
He lives in Montana.
Yeah, of course he does. Of course he does. All right, let's get back to you again. Wait, let me look at it. Let me clumsily look at the time. All right, well, we're going to have to get into MASH pretty soon.
Okay.
Which I'm very excited about. But what is the age difference between you and your sister?
3 years.
3 years? No, there's no writing yet.
Okay.
Older or younger?
Younger.
All right. Did you guys go to the same high school together at the same time?
My sister had to repeat kindergarten because, it was fine. We were fine. She had separation anxiety from my mom. So she would do that thing where she goes to kindergarten and just cries. Just cries. And so they would... Yeah, don't laugh. I mean, there's like a fine line between awing and laughing. And that fine line is silence.
Maybe he was laughing at the sound someone else was making. Like okay. He was laughing at an awe. No.
But she was fine. But she just, you know, she just didn't want to go. So because I think she was just, you know, she had to repeat that. So we never went to the same high school because I graduated and then she came up into 10th grade. So we never were in the same school because we were 4 years apart in school.
I think
school.
I just fell in love with your sister all over again.
That's sweet.
I've never met her sister. Possible I didn't know you had a sister until 20 minutes ago.
20 seconds ago. Yeah, 20
but as ago. Soon as I found out you had a sister, I fell in love with her a little
bit. I will let her know.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys never went to school together. And did she didn't have any of that sort of like, oh, you're Carrie Brownstein's sister.
No, because we just never crossed paths. And you know what? We went to separate... Actually, we also went to separate high schools, now that I think about it. I've never met my sister.
Another huge moment on the JV Club.
Yeah.
This is great.
Wait
I thought
a second.
That the, you yeah. figuring out that your parents completely deceived you.
Yeah, no.
About your blanket.
Yeah, fool me once. No, yeah. No, I do have... I have a sister. But yeah, she went to a separate high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you... So, and I just want to ask about the drug thing again, and I don't want to harp on it, but so did your decision to not do it, again, it was just mostly that you saw people behaving poorly. I had a lot of straight edge friends, and so that's why.
Oh, there
I
was
asked.
A straight edge contingent to the punk kids in my high school. I went to school right before Nirvana broke, and before that, there was not the term alternative. Like, that did not exist. So it was much more compartmentalized than that. There were, like, the goths, the rockers, the punks. We had sharps, which are skinheads against racist people. See, it's very specific. And so, but the sharps. So they would have shaved heads and flight jack
heads. Skin heads. Okay.
Against racist
I was people. Thinking of skinheads.
Or against racial prejudice.
Word.
Yeah. But yeah, so everything was very atomized, but there was a big umbrella, and we were just called the bat cavers. So... yeah, because it was just anyone that like didn't wear bright colors.
Where was the bat cave?
It's weird.
They built our school out of a bat cave.
Yeah, no, it was just, it was called, there was something called the pit, which is where kids went to smoke. I also didn't smoke in high school, but I guess there was enough kids that did drugs that seemed uninteresting. And I just had other stuff going on, like music or studying.
what class did you get excited about? Classes, or just was your school good enough that you do you feel like you were getting an education that was exciting to you? You know what I mean? No, because like yeah. you know,
it was all right. I loved. I wasn't good at math or science, but I was great in English and
the other girl subjects. Guys, come on, that's it's a joke.
Yeah, the girl
making
subjects.
A joke.
Yeah,
I'm making a joke.
What about you? What were you good at in high school?
Those same things.
I was terrible at math. Although I really liked science.
Yeah.
Because I had a huge crush on my science teacher. But it helps, right? If it's somebody who's like fun and
helps to flirt with your teachers.
I don't think I wanted to date that teacher, but his enthusiasm for the subject was so fun and interesting.
I didn't specify who I was making out with during the Garth Brooks thing.
You're not wrong. You were making out with Garth Brooks. I just want to make sure I didn't get that wrong. Okay.
Yeah, no. But I will say that the student teacher in my chemistry class was the person that gave me the Jam's album All Mod Cons, which really changed a lot of things for me. Made me really excited about music.
There you go.
There's that. That's how science played a part in my life.
Chemistry. That's it. All right, I'm going to get in some Nash. I just need to get in some Nash. My first MASH question for you, Carrie, will be, you can be, give me three bands that can be non-existent today, they can be current, whatever you want, from any time, any place, who you would like to call you in this fictitious MASH world and say, like, Carrie, we need you to sub in, we got a gig, we'd love for you to be in the band, and all of this is like, you magically know all the songs and all that good stuff too, so...
Okay, David Bowie.
Great.
The Replacements, I guess, since we've already talked about them.
Like you would replace someone on The Replacements?
Yes. Yes.
And
Duran Duran.
Great. God, I would love to see you perform with Duran Duran.
Me too.
I had to get into a hush whisper for that. Wonderful. Okay. Next question. Non-existent... sort of fantasy vacation home can't be a place that exists on planet Earth.
What do you mean?
I mean like a fictitious place, like a place from a movie or a place from a book or, you know what I mean? Or like another planet because we're not there yet.
Okay. The moon?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean a place from a book? I mean a lot of...
Give me some examples, guys. Come on. Narnia.
Oh, I see.
Middle Earth. What would you say?
Middle Earth. Narnia.
Yeah. Atlantis.
Atlantis.
Neverland. Huh? Oh, these are good.
No, not
Death Star.
Okay, I would do Atlantis. That sounds interesting.
Great.
Heard of it. and maybe Pemberley, which is from Pride and Prejudice.
Great.
Or Netherfield, or any one of those places.
Nobody on this stage is going to argue with anything Pride and Prejudice related.
Okay.
Did you like Jane Austen in general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate her.
She's
Jane Austen.
Some people do feel that way about Jane Austen. Carrie.
That's probably true, but not in a personal way. I feel like one thing about historical figures is they're not called bitches. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, people aren't like, Jane Austen, what a bitch.
I don't know, though. Let me say this. Don't you think someone could be like, Dorothy Parker, what a bitch?
Yes, but she's still 20th century.
More contemporary. I see what you're saying.
I feel like you get a pass if you're older, if you were like in the 19th, 18th century.
Yeah.
You know, that's a very contemporary insult to level at someone.
Yeah.
You know? Like, no one calls... I mean... Hitler maybe was a douche, but no one calls him that
yet.
Yeah.
Yet. Yeah. What a douche.
I mean, that's so low scale.
I know.
That's sort of, so low scale.
I think we've assembled
upon... Oh, my God. That just makes it sound like he, like, wore mismatching shoes or something.
Yeah, or like he, like...
Yeah, he's a douche.
He littered or something. Yeah. But I think that we've tapped into something, which is how insignificant or, like, how unsubstantial... current like criticism is, like, that's as best we can do, you know?
Yeah.
Like cunt or douche.
Yeah.
Two awful words.
Yeah.
Especially the first. But I'm just saying, like, it's unsubstantial. It doesn't say anything about the person.
That's true. What would your suggestion be for like a good specific substitution for someone?
Well, I don't have one, but
yeah, we gotta get there.
We have to get there. What would you call someone you didn't like in the 19th century?
Oh, in the 19th century?
Yeah.
A ne'er-do-well?
Yes, a ne'er-do-well. But that seems better. I think we should start using that. Ne'er-do-well.
I think we should too.
Yeah.
Hey, you're literally saying this person never does anything good.
Yes.
That's harsh, guys.
It's very harsh.
Oh, you got to be a real villain.
Yeah.
Oof.
I think, yeah, we could just be more creative with our insult language.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like if somebody is sort of vituperative, you know, it's like they're just sort of angry and horrible, or...
Vituperative is a great word.
Yeah, that's a good word. Pernicious.
Pernicious is really
good. It's like that's more creative than just saying someone's
You're
an asshole.
So right.
Baneful.
An ass baneful?
Just baneful.
Oh, baneful, yes.
Baneful.
Yeah.
Pernicious. Yeah. Pestiferous. I think, you know, pestiferous.
What does pestiferous mean?
Pestiferous means like somebody that is pest-like, you know? That's a better insult. I think that's a good insult.
I totally agree.
Yeah. So let's raise the bar.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and take your top three words that we now refer to horrible people as.
Okay. Pestiferous. Pernicious.
I'm glad you threw that in.
And baneful.
Great. I don't know how this is going to fit in. All right. Let me get... I'll take requests. Does anybody have a category of MASH that they would particularly like to hear Carrie answer? What a sweet, quiet...
Well, I did. Audience. I did sort of ask for silence like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Let's go. You know what? What about three women from history that suddenly appear in this time and,
well,
and think
Parker,
very highly
Dorothy
of you
Parker
and adore you?
Dorothy Parker would be awesome. Dorothy Parker.
Great.
Let's see. Angela Davis. I mean, she's still, but also more of a historical figure. And
Angela Lansbury.
Angela Lansbury.
Just kidding.
And
I do love her.
Let's do Virginia Woolf.
Great. What a bitch.
See?
Stupid. Felt horrible saying that. Felt like a horrible idiot. I don't know if I've ever felt more baneful. Wow. You guys could still see I was winking. I have glasses on. I don't know how this works.
These are new glasses, by the way.
My glasses?
They're new, right?
They're not new. Oh. I just warned you that I was wearing them. Like, I worry that people... Because this is the kind of city Los Angeles is. I have gone to, like, a party wearing glasses, and someone has not recognized me that I know. And I feel like that's an... It feels like that would only happen in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that speaks poorly for that city.
Doesn't it?
A little bit. Just a little bit.
And I'm just saying, I'm just being honest and saying I had that thought when it happened. When that happened, I thought to myself, this would only happen here in LA.
Yeah, I'm angry that you thought that I wouldn't recognize you with just a slight framing around your eye.
Yeah. It's possible I was just trying to make you smile when I sent you that text.
That's sweet. I did smile.
Did you fall in love with me all over again?
Yes.
Great.
For the third time.
Great. What's happening to our relationship that we keep falling out of love? That's what I need to get to the bottom of. That's a problem. That's like a therapy problem. Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I will be going to therapy right after this podcast, so.
Sure. You don't need it. You've had it right here on this
stage.
That's
a groaning.
With all these people.
This is fine. That wasn't an insult to you.
Hey, happy Mother's Day to you too. I need to use holiday greetings more as insults.
Merry Christmas.
You too. So pissed right now. All right. I am going to go with three modes of transportation.
Okay.
Not driving a car.
Cross-country skiing.
Great.
Canoeing.
Interesting.
And unicycle.
I was riding down in near Lake Hollywood a couple of days ago, and a unicyclist came around. You know, you have to sort of like wait to go through the gate to get into a natural park. That's almost what I said. A natural park, you know.
Oh, a park.
Listen, I'm from Los Angeles. We don't have a lot of parks and stuff. No, but and I felt like there was a weird thing where I usually like I do kind of get into that cycling mode where like. I like to give a little, you know, there's like an acknowledgement, like, listen, you're on a bike, I'm on a bike. That's rare in Los Angeles. I salute you. There's a lot to be said for that one. Also, if I ever did that to a cyclist in legitimate, like, They would just think I was such a nerd. But he was on a unicycle, and I really had this moment of like, how do I acknowledge a unicyclist? That's different. I don't know. Like, we're not really the same.
I would not have acknowledged. I feel there was
you would have averted your eyes.
Well, there was a guy unicycling up a hill here on a cell phone, which just seemed so dangerous. Like, yes. So many problems with that.
That, I wonder if that guy was on the phone meeting up with a person I tweeted about yesterday, which was 100% true, which was a Segway guy smoking a clove cigarette.
Oh, I've seen that guy. That guy's downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that guy. I mean, I don't know him personally. But I've seen that guy.
That was a beautiful Portland moment for
me. Yeah, I think he's that guy.
Yeah.
I'm assuming there's not one. And then, unless he has a family and they all do that. But yeah. I feel like there's just one guy. One day I was on the freeway and there was, you know, a lot of times here you have your four-wheel drive and then you have like on the back like mountain bikes, and that's, you know, it's like, okay, you're going up and you're going to go mountain biking on like logging roads. They had two unicycles on the back. And I guess I tweeted about it and people immediately were like, no, that's a real thing. It's like off-road unicycling. Just if at that point, just roll down a hill. Just roll down.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it's pointless.
I got to get back into roller skating. Screw this rollerblading thing. I want
roller.
Four.
You should do off-road roller skating.
Right?
Yes.
Trail skating. Trail skating, guys. It's going to catch on. Don't worry. And you still have one. So if you wanted to... Oh, you did unicycle. God, Janet, come on. That's how you got into the whole conversation to begin with. Whew. All right, next, going with a crush that you either become in a relationship with, or it's a one-night stand, or it's just a companion that you do some of these fun things with.
Great.
She got really...
Reggie Watts.
Uncomfortable.
Great choice.
Well, I'll, you, Janet.
I was really hoping you would say that.
And, I mean, just... for relatability, let's do Ryan Gosling too.
Great. It's not too late to say Garth Brooks.
It's way late.
It is.
It's really late.
It definitely really is.
What about when Garth Brooks changed his look and had an alter ego?
Oh, for sure. What was he called?
Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines.
Lots of Chris Gaines fans here.
Chris Gaines.
You guys would not give a suggestion for a category.
That's what I was about to say. Like the most participative, like she's in the room. We love, but no, but silence. But Chris. Chris Payne?
Gaines.
Chris Gaines.
That's the most audience participation, like 40 people said.
Yeah. I now see that we've been talking to a group of huge Garth Brooks fans.
No, Chris Gaines.
Was there
fans.
A reason that, like, is Chris Gaines like a play on something?
It was an alter ego. He
but
actually,
I mean, like the name of it. It's not like it was. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I don't know. I just don't know how he got there. Chris Gaines. Maybe we'll never know.
No.
But Garth, could you come out here? Surprise, Carrie! That's why I've been pushing so hard, because he's backstage. Are you sure it's not Garth Brooks? Don't bring him out. Abort. Chris Gaines. Don't worry. At no time did I write down Chris Gaines on here. It looked like I was like, Chris Gaines. And our final category... I'm going to say you owe... I like this one. You own a little business in Portland.
Uh-huh.
What is it? What is it? What do you sell in this fictitious place? Could be a cafe. Could be a bookstore. You know what businesses are.
I do. Yeah. But it's a business that sells something.
Or just a service you provide. But that's like, you know, it's got some curb appeal.
Okay. Curb appeal. Okay. Water. Water store.
Stinker.
A store that I feel like a store that sells. I think there should be a shoe library. I think this is real. Like, you're walking along and you just are like, I wore the wrong shoes.
Yeah.
You stop in at the shoe library.
Sure.
So, shoe library.
I'm right there. I absolutely agree.
Okay.
I can't tell you how many times I have been heading up to unicycle off-road and realize I'm wearing pumps.
Exactly. No, it's a real thing. I think people really do wear
Shoe library.
And then I think just a place that tells you honestly about your piercings. You know, just yeah. is just giving you the. So it's like the store that's called like the real deal. And yeah. you're like, I need someone to give me the real deal, but just specifically about your piercings. It's just like a truth mirror. It's called. Yeah. It's just a store called Truth Mirror.
Great. I think I forgot a category. I'm going to add one more. Truth Mirror.
Yeah.
Truth Mirror, colon, the real deal. I just turned it into a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
No, then it would be like, colon, the Carrie Brownstein story. It would be like three
oh, yeah.
separate three. Titles.
Yeah. Semicolon.
Combined all at once. Okay. And then last category. Again, anybody's got a category there they want to hear. Great. Three songs.
Well, not that I don't love that category, but that seems so similar to the bands that I wish I was in.
All right. All right.
Most admired robots.
Most what?
Most admired robots.
Most admired robots.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't even think of three fictitious places.
Subject
mayor
positions.
In what? Positions in what?
In a canoe.
Okay.
Top.
I love sitting in a canoe.
Great.
I love getting out of a canoe.
Great.
And I like looking at a canoe from afar.
Great. Okay, great.
Good All suggestion.
Right. For sure.
Okay.
Tell me when to stop.
What? Stop. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, right. MASH. Okay, stop.
But I mean, I had stopped.
Oh, okay.
Oof. I don't like to mess too much with your math future. MASH future. I hope this turns out okay. This is a misunderstanding there. Mutter, mutter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Here we go. Does anybody want to entertain anybody? Usually at this point in the podcast, I pause it so that no one has to listen to me do this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are they still here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What's the, you know what I thought this game was when you have a piece of paper in your bit. Did you call it a dream catcher? Okay.
There's a lot of controversy. There's zero controversy on the podcast about what they're called because I didn't even know they were called anything at all. I would just I be like, either. Did you have those
That's
paper
why,
things?
Which is very yeah. ineffective for a podcast for me to be doing this.
Yeah. You know what? They've heard it before because I've said the same thing before.
Okay.
Cootie catcher. What does that mean? 1, 2. Discuss. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, is this, you're telling my future from this?
3, 4. Okay. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What? Someone's about to tell. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What's happened over there?
If Chris Gaines is anywhere on that piece of paper.
I promise you he's not. No, he's definitely not. 1, 2, 3, 4. We're very close, guys. We're very close. Thanks for hanging in there. Oh, I'm very happy about that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. What? It's taking me a lot not to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've really screwed this up for sure. I wasn't even paying attention. I was trying.
You crossed everything out.
I crossed everything out. Let's start over. All right. Here's the thing. I gotta rip the band-aid off for myself because all I'm going to be thinking this entire time is that you didn't end up with me. You ended up with Reggie Watts.
Oh, and he's right backstage.
He was. I don't know if he's... Did he stay back there the whole time?
I doubt it.
He got the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Okay. So Reggie Watts, that's going to be fun.
Yep.
Some of the things that you'll enjoy doing with Reggie. Everyone knows you guys both get everywhere by unicycle. Let's take a moment to enjoy that image. Would any of us be that surprised if we were like, if we saw Reggie, we'd be like, hey, Reg, he's on a unicycle. Well... Of course he is. Just in terms of like...
No, that's not surprising.
The next brilliant, amazing thing. Like, oh, for sure he's like an amazing unicyclist. Okay. Even though we shit all over unicyclists just moments ago. Okay. Another person you're going to hang out with? I'm going to go ahead and add this in. I was about to say something, but you guys can all imagine this yourselves. But the late, great Angela Davis.
Okay.
also had similar hair to Reggie. Can we agree on that?
Two awesome friends. A
couple of beautiful fros.
Two awesome new friends. Well, Reggie's already my friend.
Davis is great. No. Also, and this is very girly thing to say about somebody who is extremely important politically and in the world of literature as well. But Angela Davis, very stylish.
Absolutely.
Right? Bless you.
I wasn't sure what that was.
When in doubt,
bless.
Yeah.
When in doubt, bless.
When in doubt. This looks like it says penguins. I'm pretty sure we'd never discuss penguins. So I just got to get to the bottom of what that says. Oh. So when somebody looks at you guys askance on your unicycles, you will ride away and simply say, that person was incredibly pernicious.
Like it?
It's back in a big way. I don't know if you can unicycle your way all the way to Atlantis. That sounds drowny. But also apparently you can breathe underwater because that's where your vacation home is.
That's awesome.
Atlantis.
I'm excited.
Atlantis. Isn't there like a resort none of us would want to go to called Atlantis?
What do you mean? A resort?
Like isn't it like sandals in the Bahamas? Like,
yeah, it probably is. Yeah.
We wouldn't
Someone
go there.
Someone just said it's amazing.
Go there. Sandals. I was saying we would just go someplace that was like, you know, we would rent a tiny cabin together, all of us.
Yeah.
It would be more private than Atlantis.
Yeah, I feel like Atlantis, in my situation, is just a golf course somewhere with a couple homes next to it.
Also underwater.
Yeah, I agree.
Listen, maybe you're going to be the thing that pushes this over the top for me and I become a fan because you are going to be playing with Replacements.
Okay, awesome.
Which is exciting. Suddenly I'm real interested in them. Real interested. Creepy pause. Oh, side note, you have a shack in Atlantis. That's kind of a bummer.
When did I pick shack?
That's MASH. Mansion, apartment, shack, house. I can't control it.
Wow.
You got a shack. That just takes us to the final two. I saved the best for last. I want you to know that you are responsible for bringing the great shoe library of Portland to the people.
That was my best one. That's the most realistic one.
For someone who's preoccupied with how dirty her own hands are, the idea of slipping your foot into a recently worn, possibly sweaty shoe.
Yeah.
Is there like a weird seal? Is it like those toilet seat covers that like automatically recover
themselves?
That's
just going in a circle.
Yeah. Nobody trusts that at all.
No.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. And also, yeah, for sure. Shoe library is basically that toilet seat going in a circle.
That's right.
It's a toilet for your shoe. it's a toilet for your foot. Gross.
Amazing.
That's like bowling shoes are toilets for your feet.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. That's why you got to buy your own bowling shoes.
If you bowl.
Or not. Listen, let's finish this up with the category everybody's dying to know. What canoe position? I won't sleep tonight if I don't know. You're never even getting in.
Yes.
That's looking at a canoe, knowing that you're not getting in and someone else maybe will be.
That's a metaphor for everything
right
there.
Right? Yeah. Isn't it?
Yes.
Guys, this has been such a pleasure and a joy. Wow, that's really 3 minutes still. I'm not going to take up any more of your precious time. It's probably dark out. If it's not, really get out and enjoy that sunshine.
Just unicycle your way over to the shoe library.
Get there ASAP. It's got a big skylight. You can't miss it because the sun streams down in so you can see the beads of perspiration on the shoes. Please give it up for the very, 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 very wonderful Carrie Brownstein.
Janet Varney.
What a pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
Well, I'm almost done with this. Thanks, guys.
As always, the JV Club theme song is Back Before We Were Brittle by the amazing Say Hi.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.